All 11 governments have approved terms of reference and appointed members to a governance body that will investigate Tranby Sundari water pollution in the Kootenay watershed in traditional Te Naha Nation territory spanning the Canadian and U.S. international border. It's the latest step in the process being undertaken by the International Joint Commission, an entity created by a century-old treaty between Canada and the United States that investigates and recommends solutions to transboundary water issues. The IJC announced an investigation into transboundary water pollution in the Kootenay watershed in March 2024, after receiving a joint reference from Canada, the United States and the Te Naha Nation governments. With terms of reference now in effect, the governance body, comprised of representatives from six transboundary Te Naha Nation governments, as well as British Columbia, Canada, Montana, Idaho and the United States, can begin work to develop an action plan to reduce and mitigate the impacts of mining pollution in regional waterways. This is a positive first step to officially stand up the governance body, said Nisukin Donald Sam, chief and governance body member for the Akisknuk First Nation. It reinforces the collaborative intent of each of the parties. Collectively, we can now begin the real work of addressing the serious pollution problem in the cross-border Elk Kootenai watershed, which is the reason we established a governance body in the first place. The governance body consists of 11 governments, the United States, Canada, British Columbia, Montana, and Idaho, and the six Te Naha governments, Akisknuk, Occam, St. Mary's, Yukon-Nuki, Lower Kootenay Band, Yukiakanuqiat, Tobacco Plains Indian Band, the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes, Kasanka Band, and Akankmi, Kootenai Tribe of Idaho. There are 18 governance body members from three delegations, six Te Naha Nation members, one from each Te Naha government, four members from the United States and one each from Montana and Idaho, and three members each from Canada and British Columbia. The objective of the governance body is to enable timely actions that reduce and mitigate the impacts of water pollution in order to protect the people and species in the Kootenai-Wai watershed. We were glad to see, with the joint reference, that the U.S. and Canada were finally taking their commitments to Indigenous peoples, the environment, and the International Boundary Waters Treaty seriously, said Gary Aitken Jr., vice chairman and governance body member for the Kootenai Tribe of Idaho. And now, we're encouraged that all 11 governments on the governance body have been able to agree upon terms of reference. We are hopeful that all 11 governments will continue to cooperate and collaborate and get to the real work of healing the river, stated Aitken Jr. The Kootenai Tribe of Idaho hosted the first governance body meeting in September in Bonners Ferry, Idaho, and included a tour to the tribe's fish hatcheries, which are working to restore burbot and Kootenai River white sturgeon. The governance body will have monthly virtual information sharing sessions starting November 14, and will meet again formally in 2025. For too long, federal and provincial governments have stood by while our waters suffered. We are encouraged that all 11 governments, and Canada and BC in particular, have agreed to change direction and come to the table, said Tom MacDonald, vice chairman and governance body member for the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes. We're at the beginning of what will likely be a long process, one that will require sustained effort from all governments involved. We will continue to work tirelessly to restore our rivers and the fish and wildlife that depend upon them, and hope the other governments will do so as well, MacDonald continued. The IJC will develop an action plan based on recommendations from the organization's study board, which was also called for and established under the same joint reference request by a June 30, 2024 deadline. While the governments did draft and agree upon the terms of reference by the June deadline, the terms of reference only became effective after all 11 governments approved them, which only recently occurred when Canada became the final government to approve the terms of reference. Transboundary Te Naha Nation governments have been advocating for over a decade to bring a reference to the IJC to study pollution concerns in the Kootenay watershed. In March of last year, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and President Joe Biden committed to reach an agreement in principle by summer 2023, to reduce and mitigate the impacts of water pollution in the Elk Kootenai watershed in partnership with tribal nations and indigenous peoples, in order to protect the people and species that depend on this vital river system, based on a joint statement issued after a bilateral meeting between the two leaders. A year later, that commitment became a reality, as Canada signed on to the IJC reference, along with the United States and Te Naha Nation governments. We are cautiously optimistic of the IJC process and will proceed with that caution. We will continue to attend meetings and participate, Nisukin Jason Louis, Yukon Nuki Chief and Governance Body Member, said. We are thankful that the U.S. and Canada, in partnership with the Te Naha Nation, are working toward meeting their commitment to reduce and mitigate the mining pollution in the Kootenai watershed. Future progress will require Te Naha knowledge and inclusion, according to nation representatives. It is great to have international governments working collectively with First Nation governments of both Canada and the United States to ensure the healing of the waters begins, said Nisukin Heidi Gravel, Chief and Governance Body Member for Yuki-A-KNU-Qiat. It is through this body that we are focusing not only on the issues that are polluting the water, but also putting Western practices along with integral Te Naha practices to change the outcomes for the better. It is through collaboration, understanding, and commitment to healthy change that we will heal our water for future generations and all living things.